So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz. Tshuva of the week. This week we're going to talk about a very important topic about going to the beach, going to swimming in a place where there is mixed swimming. And Rav Avadya was asked this in Chelek Hei of Sefer Shelo Tshuva Yechavadat, Siman Samach Gimel, where he was asked whether you're allowed to go to mixed swimming if it's lirefuah. If it is for health reasons, you need to do laps, or is it Dead Sea in Eretz Yisrael, the Yam HaMelech, you need to go to the heal skin. Is it permissible to go to the to mixed swimming for health purposes? And Rav Avadya comes out basically no way is this mutar. Asur, asur, asur. 1,000% asur, Rav Avadya says. Now, let's just say the basic points that he says here. He says isur chamur ma'od. It is a very severe prohibition to go to a mixed swimming, mixed beach. The Gemara in Brachot says something far less, has very unkind words for something far less, or something far more benign, and that is, the Gemara says here in Brachot Samach Aleph, Kolo Ver Achor Eisha B'Nahar Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. Someone who goes to looks at the women at the river where they are. Where they're washing their clothes, and they may be a little bit less clothed than usually, and than they usually are. In that case, the Gemara says that such a man elon chelak olam ba has no place in olam haba. Doesn't matter. He's a married woman, single woman. It is absolutely positively asur. And listen to the words of the Rambam. He says, "Hamistakel barayot al malad ator she maklachum." Someone looks at a woman that does not dress properly, he thinks that he's not doing anything bad. But no, the Rambam emphasizes seeing a woman what your sight alone is of Angadolu, whether that be, God forbid, pornography, whether it be or even bathing suits in a movie, is absolutely prohibited. It is just a terrible thing. It causes aveirot, but it is a Rambam writes. We say more than that. It also degrades women. It degrades the tzelem Elokim. It degrades people. He's using another person as an object. It's treating. I hate to use this term, but this is what's used today, and it's a horrible, horrible term. Just shows you how terrible it is. Oh, it's eye candy. You hear people say it's a horrible, horrible word. It should be. It must. It must be avoided. And Rav Avadya says the women go in there as well. They're violating lifnei ve'lo titein makshol, causing other men to violate the Torah. Absolutely asur. And the Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim. Rav Avadya likes to quote this. Something very, very important. Which do you think is worse? Doing avera with your body, with your mind? With your body, with your mind. Why? The mind reflects the neshama. And it's one thing to sin with your body, which is more the animal side of us, but our mind, which is more the angel, the malach side of us, that's worse. How can you degrade your mind by what you look at? So Rav Avadya is absolutely firm with this, and there's no way you can go into mixed swimming. He writes this in the 70s, and 50 years later, it's gotten even worse. He says pritzut sham rabba ma'od, the pritzut is terrible. He says ain safek, there's no doubt someone who goes mixed swimming is considered to be a rasha. It is impossible for them to avoid looking at the women. Gadol Avonam Neso, and his avera is too much to bear, he says it's a very important mitzvah for the rabbanim to tell the people that it's very, very serious asur. Greg Sanhedrin Rashi quotes this, that Elohim Shalelu Sone Zima, who Hashem hates Zima. Hashem hates Zima. Even if it's not Zima, even just looking, that itself is very, 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 very problematic. And therefore, his conclusion is, Afiluk Shosek Kainler Fuai, if you're going to a mixed swimming pool to do laps, even if you go to the Dead Sea, the Yam HaMelech for healing skin, Ein makom latir. There is no place to be matir. No room to be. He says, hey, look at his words. What are you going to go to the beach and your eyes are going to be closed the whole time? There's no reason. You cannot be lenient at this at all. I would just note one little thing on the side, and that is that I do go to take my son and my children to basketball games, and they have the cheerleaders there. But when the cheerleaders go on, so that's it. I'm not looking. I take off my glasses. Don't look. That's why when I watch highlights of football games, when the camera focuses on the cheerleaders, I fast forward it. My son and I fast forward it right away. Is you ready? You're in control. You are in control of the situation. So very important footnote. Wishing everybody a great day, and a great week full of bracha and briyot.